is so good. Father, we thank you as we approach your word. We do so with great expectation, knowing, Lord God, that your word is a book of revelations. Your word and your truth is revealed to us. And on this rock you have built your church, that we have revelation knowledge afforded to us by the Holy Spirit and through the written word of God. He's the teacher. He's the director. He's the guide. He is our helper. He is our comforter. He is the Greek word paraclete, the one called alongside us to help us all the time. His name is Holy Ghost. His name is Holy Ghost. Can we say it out loud? His name is Holy Ghost. His name is Holy Ghost. Let's say it again. Say Holy Ghost. You're comfortable with saying it. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. He's God. He is God. And we're not ashamed of that, are we? No, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, we would not be drawn to God. Without the Holy Spirit, we would be in a world of hurt. Because we would be living on our own strength, which doesn't get us very far. Amen? But we don't live by our own strength. I can do all things. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things. But you got to finish the statement. Through Christ who strengthens me. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Tomorrow, he's the same tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day. He is always in our present, past, present, and future. He is God Almighty. Amen? And he's alive and well. He's not on a cross anymore. Glory be to God. He came out of the tomb. Aren't you glad? Can we go to Jeremiah 29:12, please? Jeremiah 29:12. Is that right? Oh, that don't sound right. 29:11, excuse me. There we go. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith, who's talking? The Lord. He's telling me tonight. He's telling you. Now, some of us, you can tell by looking around the room, have lived a few years. Why is everybody looking at me? But we've lived a while. And you've accomplished things. Some of us are retired now, aren't we, Karen? Some of us are not, aren't we, Jimmy? I'm not ever going to retire. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You just refire. You don't retire. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, God is speaking. He's telling me. He's telling you. It doesn't matter your age. We still have a tomorrow in front of us. We still have a destiny. And we'll never fulfill all of our destiny till we leave here. Amen. There's always a future. Well, I'm retired. I'm not able to do anything. You can pray. I'm telling you, that's some of the greatest work you will ever do is pray, intercede, for whatever. You're talking to the creator of the universe who can do all things. Mama, you got a lots going on, girl. I know you're praying. Believe in God. We're all praying and believing God for good things. We're probably praying for some relatives or friends or whatever. We're praying for this. We're praying for that. Amen? Well, we're not just shouting into the air, talking, you know, under our breath to nobody. We're talking to God. We're talking to God. You're partnering with God. He needs your faith so he can do what you believe for. He's the power. We're the faith. He's the power. He's the one. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And our Father says this, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. He hasn't forgotten. I must say, God has not forgotten me.
God has not forgotten me.
And you can be old, You can be middle-aged. You can be in high school and still think God has forgotten you at times. Amen. We don't know what people are going through, whatever age they may be. Amen. And sometimes we get to the point, well, God, did you not hear? Where'd you go? Well, he hasn't moved. Who's moved? I have. I need to get back in his presence. I need to get to begin to think again that he hasn't forgotten me. I just need to read Jeremiah 29:11 every once in a while. He hasn't forgotten me. He can't lie, can he? No. Do we trust him?
Yes.
Do we believe he gave his son? Are we going to heaven? We believe all that, right? Well, it's exactly what's going to happen. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Well, now, what kind of thoughts could God have? What kind of thoughts have I had today? Well, whatever Ann told me to think, I guess. We've been together all day. Hadn't it been wonderful? Sun was shining. We had lunch at Jack's. They didn't go. Y'all don't like Jack's? Oh, I like Jack's. Oh, I like Jack's. Hallelujah.
BLT,
chicken, taters. What kind of thoughts did I have today? Well, they were good. And I'm sure you did the same thing. But what kind of thoughts does God have? Do you really think about, he was thinking about how cold it was today?
No.
He knew it. But I think he was thinking more about your future. And Miss Harold died today.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. She probably wasn't thinking about that.
No.
Perhaps. Perhaps not. But God knew it. All the time.
Oh, man. Was she
sick?
Had she been sick?
She fell a time or two. And we don't know any details. So anyway, she's told me for years and years, you're going to preach my funeral when I die. I said, let's talk about that later. But today has come. What kind of thoughts did God have for her? He'd say, Mary, I know my plans for you. I got a house for you right over here. He's got your plan, your future figured out, y'all. And it's high time that we always walk with him on this. You don't want to be over there when he's over here. Amen? We got to be at the right place at the right time. Now, we pray that a lot for all kind of events and things, which is very proper, but all the time, do it at the right place at the right time is to be in God's presence. Amen? Now, you don't have to be on your knees straining real hard praying. I mean, you can be in his presence driving a tractor going down the road. Right? Just stay in his presence. Holy Spirit's right in here. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. What does God think about? I believe he's thinking about that marriage supper of the Lamb. I think he's thinking about eternity with all of us. He's already got it figured out. He knows where the devil's going. Like a fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
Amen? And there's going to be an eternal kingdom set up. Just how is he going to do the rapture? Have you ever thought about that? I thought about that a lot. And I hadn't figured it out yet. But I don't have to.
No.
It's just going to happen.
Right.
God's got it figured out. He's not worried about it. Amen? He's just God. He knows everything. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. And then as we go just a little further here, his thoughts for what? For you and me. He's thinking about us. He's thinking about us. And he's not afraid. He's just going to take care of everything. I can do all things because Jesus strengthens me. Amen? God is on your side. And we want to be on His side. And He's the boss. Amen? I don't know if that went over well. He's the boss. We need to do what He says, right? So God's thinking thoughts today. I wonder what He thought about. He thought about Sandy Smith. He thought about Freddie and I started to say Ethel, but that's not right. Fred and Ethel. That's on Lucy. That's right. Praise God. God's thinking about us. I find that very wild. Like He's got nothing to do. And He's thinking about you, Pam. He's thinking about your tomorrow. He's thinking about you down the road. He's thinking about your destiny. There's a job for all of us to do. There is a place. There's a destination for all of us to do. And to get there, we need somebody to lead us. Let's read this on, and we'll go somewhere else. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. So tomorrow when you get up and when you go through your day, just take time out and say, God's thinking about me. He's thinking about everything. Saith the Lord, thoughts of what? Peace, not of evil. Thoughts of peace. Isn't that good news? That's good news, Rose. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you an expected end. An end that is pleasing, that is fulfilling, and is exactly what God intended it to be. Where are we going to end up is a good question that every human being needs to know. They need to have the question asked to them. When you die, what's going to happen to you? I wish somebody had asked me that question a long time before I heard it. I might not listen to it, but anyway, it needs to be presented to every human being. Where are you going to be when your heart stops? Where are you going? Well, I don't believe in God. Oh, yeah, you will. You're believing in something right now. You believe there's not a God. But one day, every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that Jesus is Lord, and He is for the glory of God the Father. Life is serious. But God never meant for us not to have a good time. You remember the prodigal son? Some of us might have qualified for that part in the grand scheme of things somewhere along the way. But one day in the pig pen of life, I said to myself, Jimmy, what are you doing? You're in a mess. You can put your name right in the middle of it. You're a mess. What are you going to do? I've tried it all. I don't know what to do. Oh, I can go home. I can go to my Father's house. Yeah. And I'd be willing just to work as a hired hand because they have all they need up there. Everybody say, God's got all we need. Woo, son, all we need. And more. He's fixing to find out more when he gets home. But he's feeding the hogs. Probably eating with them too. And all he had's gone. There's no hope. And you know the devil's having a heyday with his mind. Yeah. You'll just be stuck here all the days of your life. You'll eat. You'll work for this guy the rest of your life. You'll die in a pig pen. But the devil's a liar. Finally, the truth sunk in on the prodigal son. He said, I know. The truth is, I can go home. Yeah. So, what did he do? Well, you know, he won't receive me back because I've done so wrong. No, no, no. When you know the Father, this is not a natural Father. This is your heavenly Father. If he gave his son, he'll receive you. He gave his best gift. He's going to receive you back. He paid the ultimate price so you and I could come home. So, prodigal son gets himself together. Next day, he didn't show up at the pig pen. He was going up the road. Where was he going? To the father's house. Was it a long way? Long way. Lonely? But I know that I know. Because, and you know it too, because we've all been there. There was a joy in here because I knew I had somewhere to go. I knew there was somebody that loved me. I knew there was somebody that I could hang on to that wouldn't kick me out and wouldn't treat me like this and have a hope and a destiny for me. You see, this was the father's son who had a destiny. And before he left, his father told him, all that I have is yours. But he wanted his part and go. And he did. Well, as the song says, it was a long and winding road. But one day, he came around and he saw his father's house. But the best part is the father saw him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, heaven is, he's the God of wrath. He's going to beat us up. Let me tell you something. If God's going to beat you up, he'd have beat you up a long time ago. He loves you. In fact, he'll leave you here longer than you need to be to try to get it straightened out, right? So, the father sees him. In my mind, he's sitting on the front porch. But he's always been looking down the road, waiting for that boy to come back. God's looking the world over for who he can show himself strong to. His eyes roam to and fro the whole earth, seeking whom he can show himself strong to. He wants to show himself strong. Here comes his son. Boom.
Yeah.
And he runs. And he grabs him. Now this boy hadn't had a bath in a while. He'd been walking for days, living with the pigs. But he falls on his neck and he kisses him. Welcome home. And the boy immediately starts, Father, I don't deserve anything. I just want to work for you, da, da, da. He don't even hear that. Ever say, listen,
he don't hear it.
The father didn't hear any of that. Why? Because that's not his destiny. His destiny, he's the bloodline. He's a child of the king. He's a child of this father who is God. In this story. And he told his servants, what? This is my boy. I'm going to have to work him hard and get him back in line. No. He said, kill the fatted calf. We're fixing to have a party. That's my God. I wonder what God's thinking about today. He's thinking about me. Thoughts of peace. Not of evil, to give me a good outcome. You can't secure your destiny without God. You just can't. Because he will be the missing ingredient all of your life until you say yes to him. And when you say yes to him, he says yes to you. Kill the fatted calf, so that's what to do. Put a finger on his ring, right? Put a ring on his finger. What does that mean? Righteousness. I'm a child of the king. Hey, bring some shoes. Get a new robe for him. A righteous robe. Shoes of dignity. Let me tell y'all. Listen. He walked all the way home, was in the pig pen, barefooted. I couldn't walk from here to the back door barefooted. I wouldn't want to. Amen? It hurts. You'll step on a piece of pea gravel somewhere and you'll shout like a Comanche. So, he's restored. They get him to the house. They're making music, y'all. Hey, Nancy, they got some music going on. We're going to be here for that. Welcome home. Amen? Heaven's going to be fun, y'all. Whoa. No tears up there. No sorrow. Everybody's smiling, glory to God. Hallelujah. And they're making merry. And here comes the eldest son. He's been on the back 40 baling hay. Nothing wrong with baling hay. Right? All God's creatures need hay. Except for us. I don't guess we need to eat it, but we need to sell it. So he comes in. What's all the noise about? Hey, you didn't hurt? Your brother came home. And he wasn't happy about it. Why? Because he was further from his father than the boy was. He thought he could do it by works. And, you know, and then he gets all puffed up and he says, you never did that for me. God don't like that kind of talk. That's rebellious and stupid.
Right.
Let's appreciate what God's done for us. Well, I'm in church, but you know, I don't get to sing like the rest of them do. Well, why not? I got two reasons. One, you can't sing. Two, you weren't there. I can't be everywhere. But the thing is this. I know grown-up Christians, been in church for years and years and years, that act like bigger babies than people just got born again the day before. Let's have a little amen on that, because you know them too. If you hadn't, you'll meet one day. Because, you know, you got to do it like they do it. And you're whatever. So, that story's over. Destiny has been fulfilled. Restoration has come. And the prodigal son is back where he's supposed to be. Am I? Are you? Are we where God really wants us to be in our destiny? Let's go to Psalms 23, please. Now, we're facing unprecedented times in this world. Like, there's always been hard times. There's been World War I, World War II. There's been all sorts of things. Civil War. Over 700,000 men died in the Civil War. It probably wasn't few million around to start with. That's what war does. But we need some help. We're in a time where time is just everything's so confusing and nothing makes any sense. The average guy here, they wouldn't know the Holy Spirit in a red suit nor God. But he's just normal, and he just knows what's going on. He even says there's a mess out here. Amen? The world's in a mess, and everybody knows it. And the ones that's making the mess can't fix it. So the thing is this. As we're looking at this in these times, I know by the Holy Spirit there are two chapters in the Bible that we need to be anchored in. We know them. We've studied them. But God says to get your Bibles out and read it with your own eyes. Psalms 23 and Psalms 91. Anchor yourself there afresh. He's got something to tell you. And I'm telling that prophetically. God's got something to say to you in Psalms 91 and Psalms 23. We won't have time to get to 91 tonight. We're just going to read both of them. But the Lord had a little different direction. But Psalms 23 we can read. The Lord is, everybody say is.
He is.
not will be or was, but is my shepherd. I shall not want, because you're a sheep and he's the shepherd. And the shepherd takes care of the sheep. Verse 2, please. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That sounds like a good deal. So what's God thinking about today? He's a shepherd. Where's some green grass? I need to leave my sheep over there so they can rest a while.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Probably, this is going to be good. He leads me beside the still waters. There's no swift rivers I've got to cross. And I can't drink out of still waters. Everybody say still waters.
Still waters.
Hallelujah. Now that's where he's taking you. Everybody say he's taking me there. He's taking you to your destination. Where did the prodigal son wind up? Home. Verse 3. He restores my soul. What about the prodigal son? You think he got his soul restored? Mm-hmm. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What happened to the prodigal son? He got his robe put back on. He got his ring back. He got shoes on. Glory to God. He's not just a hireling. He is a child of the King. And that's you tonight. And that's me. Don't let the devil tell you anything different. You've got a destiny that's been declared and planned out by God from before the foundation of the world. I just need to know how to get there. And I need help. Sarah can't help me on GPS. Amen? Is it Sarah or Siri?
Siri.
Siri. Sarah's over there somewhere. Siri. They're quick. Virgil, they're quick down here now. They are quick. Amen. See, just one little slip, they catch you. I've been preaching gospel for 30 minutes, and everything's fine.
Sarah
was Abraham's wife. Sarah Beth goes to church here, though. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's, for his own name's sake. He's doing this. Glory to God. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God's always with you. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Do you think we need some help today in this world? Yes. Yes. We need all that Psalms 23 is. Surely. Oh, put this in your pocket and bank on it. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Some people living their life looking in a rearview mirror because some things in the past. Well, you know that day you stole a peach somewhere or an apple or something. You know, the devil always wants to hold something up against you. But the blood has paid for it. And God, the Father, has forgotten it. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And everybody say, that's a good thing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And say it out loud.
I will
dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will not have to die. I will live in the house of the Lord forever. I'm coming home. That's my destination. Where are you going? I'm going home. If you can't think of something else to say, you might want to say, if you don't want to come to your house, you might want to say, I'm just going home. Meaning heaven. All the days of my life, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Psalms 91. Hang on to these two psalms. They will anchor your soul for these troubling times. And as Jay was sharing Sunday about destiny, on the way, they got in the boat, they were going to the other side. Right now is not the good part. It's good. the boat ride for the boys, the disciples to go to the other side. Jesus was asleep. It was just a good boat ride for them, you know. You ever ridden in a boat? I like riding in boats. It's nice, isn't it? You ever tried to ski? Try is the initial word here. So, the boat ride's good until the storm comes. There's always a storm out there. But where's Jesus? In the boat. In the boat. Oh, it was fun for a while. Here comes a storm. Your joy is in reaching your destination. That's when you celebrate. Don't shout till the victory's won. Amen? Don't count your eggs before the... No, your chickens before the eggs hatch. Got it backwards again. Hallelujah. Jeanette. Don't count your chickens until the eggs hatch, right? All right. Don't go to the grocery store and expect them to hatch. They will not. So, understand that God has some great things in store for you. Great, 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 great things. I'm expecting great things to happen. What about y'all? Right? All right. Praise be to God. Let's bring those prayer requests down. Thank y'all for being here tonight. Are you warm enough in here? Are you too warm? Just right? All right. Virgil, it's just right. The temperature, I hit a grand slam. We've had a miracle tonight. Everybody's happy with the thermostat. You hot? My God. You and...
I'm just kidding.
No, she's hot. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's lay our hands on here, ladies. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Yes.
For the power in the name of your holy child, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, you have thoughts and plans for these people we're praying for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we ask tonight that you deliver them from the pig pen of life.
Yes.
That you heal their bodies, yes. Restore their soul, bless them in every way, spiritually, yes. Mentally, physically, financially, and socially. Put families back together.
Yes.
Cause broken things to be fixed. Lord, put their life back together where nothing is missing and nothing is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, I pray, as you have shared the last two Sundays prophetically, for it's time that we put God first
mm-hmm.
in all things.
Yes.
And we received that, Lord, last Sunday and the Sunday before.
Yes.
Lord God, it was spoken here
yes.
and not through me. So, Lord God, good things happen when we put you first.
Yes.
And, Lord God, we thank you that we're putting you first. We're praying for these people.
Mm-hmm.
We ask, Lord God, that you bless them, heal them in every way, and make
yes.
them whole.
Yes.
And, Lord God, I pray for this congregation in here tonight
yes.
and the one that will be here Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Lord God, this is Full House Faith Outreach.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God, that every seat is
yes.
filled. I thank you, Lord God, tonight that you are in charge of all
yes.
things, and we yield to you. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.